this station and the American Association of Blood Banks.
And now, with Roanoke Valley's most accurate weather forecast, here's meteorologist Alan Archer.
Good morning. Here's WRLV. Accurate weather for the Roanoke Valley. An approaching disturbance in the upper atmosphere from the west will be bringing us variably cloudy skies for today. Temperatures, though, will be pleasantly mild. Readings moving up to around 80 degrees. Excuse me, let me try this again. That wasn't too good.
No, it wasn't too good. I guess you can try it again.
Here's WRLV, accurate weather for WRLV. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
And right now we got clear skies. It's 48. Alan says he's going to let us know the wind direction. As soon as he measures it again in a couple of minutes, you see his finger dried off.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
Well, hiya, Valley. It's 10 after 12, and I'm Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. Brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Four of them in the valley to serve ya.
When I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
Supercard number 55041. That's your supercard number. You got about half an hour left to give me a call at 982-1240 and win a CMT $50 gift certificate from 1240 WROV.
I know, baby.
WROV is Linda, and love is a nose, and you better not pick it. 20 after 12, and I'm Pat, and the weather from Alan, fair and cool. Again this morning, low at 40. Then warmer weather returning today, mostly sunny, high at 70. High Monday, 78. No chance of rain all the way through today. And right now, clear skies and 48. You know, it just dawned on me that Alan, it's the type of weather man that would have told Noah to expect a light drizzle in the afternoon. The name of the men that Brandy loves. See, what she has is a copy of the Newport News phone directory hanging around her neck, you see. It's 1223, and I'm Pat Garrett, and Matt is here with me. Say hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello, Matt. Hello. And we're bringing you another Brown Derby Night Owl Show Pat and Matt book review. And with me right here in the studio, I got a copy of the book Durations, the encyclopedia of how long things take. And I picked it up a bookstore the other day. Some interesting stuff in here.
That's a good book. I was looking through it a little earlier, and I bet a lot of folks never really stopped to think about how long, you know, all the insignificant things that occur daily in our lives take. But in this book, the authors Stewart, Sando, Bamber, and Rue have listed literally thousands of events, along with the exact amount of time that they require. And we compiled a short list of some of the most interesting ones for you. For instance, it takes 5/1,000ths of a second for a honeybee's wings to beat one stroke.
Really? It also takes 0.48, that's 48 hundredths of a second, for the human eye to move from one point to another and focus again.
And it takes 10 to the negative 24 seconds. That's 0.00000, 24 zeros, and then a 1 tagged on the end for light to travel across a proton.
Wow. And then there are a lot of things they list to take exactly 1 second. In 1 second, 8 million blood cells die within one normal healthy adult. The wings of a hummingbird in 1 second beat 70 times. And also in 1 second, a car traveling 30 miles per hour travels 44 feet.
Yeah, and in 3 seconds, one can change ribbon on a cartridge typewriter, at least average person can.
Yeah.
And a square dancer can allemande left or do-si-do his partner. In 3 seconds, a gray squirrel can copulate.
Wow. In 5 seconds, field mice can copulate. They obviously then must enjoy it more than gray squirrels do. And also in 5 seconds, the sound of thunder travels 1 mile, and a trained elephant can turn once on a small stand in a circus.
That's in 5 seconds. In 10 seconds, that's enough time for the shortest standard radio commercial.
Yeah. 1 minute, the book says, is required for a residential water closet to refill after the toilet is flushed. And
wait, Pat, wait a minute. Hang on. You mean to tell me every single time interval requirement is in that one little book? Every one?
Well, no, I'm afraid they aren't. The book couldn't possibly contain all of them.
Well, what about the other ones? I mean, what if people want to know about those?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we've compiled a few of them that aren't in the book.
More?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, for instance, it takes only 3 minutes for a vasectomy, but it takes 3 weeks for the man that got it to stop yelling about it. And also, while listening to a politician's speech, it takes 4.9 seconds to lapse into a coma.
Oh, here's one. It takes 12.5 minutes, 12 and a half minutes, for a quart of frozen sherbet to melt on your pants.
It takes 1.3 days for a midget to walk around Orson Welles.
It requires 4.8 days for a letter to go from coast to coast. Of course, 4 weeks if you mail it.
According to doctors, it takes a dead patient a very long time to fill up a specimen jar.
They require 0.007, 7/1000ths of a second, the amount of time between when you set a little money aside for a sudden emergency and the actual arrival of that sudden emergency.
It takes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 2 days to count the teeth in his zipper. And also it takes 14 years for a fertilized human cell to develop into a date for Roman Polanski.
It takes a moth 18 years to eat Dolly Parton's sweater.
Finally, we got one more here. A wink takes 1/40th of a second. According to scientists, there is no faster way for a single guy to get into trouble.
W-R-O-V.
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up to 1240 W-R-O-V. It used to be her town, too. It's James Taylor, WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. And Allen says fair and cool again this morning. Low at 40. Warmer weather returning today and Monday with a high today 70, high Monday 78. And no chance of rain all the way through today. Right now, clear skies 48 at WROV.
I took a ride.
Quarter to one at Carly at WROV. Loving you is the right thing to do.
There's nothing you can do.
Carly Simon Taylor, WROV. Loving you is the right thing to do. It's 12 to one. I'm Pat. I have some new supercar numbers coming up.
Just print it and they know what you like.
Yes, my friends, you may win a Isuzu car that's faster than a speeding bullet. Or you may win a Trimoto that's more powerful than a locomotive, or you may win a Hawaii trip in which you'll go to the islands in a jet that will take you over tall buildings in a single bound. The Supercard, brought to Roanoke by WROV. Well, unfortunately, this morning I don't have any of those neat prizes for you. What I got is a Valleydale meat pack, a case of Coke, an uppercut haircut. And here's the deal, just like Matt and I have been doing for the last couple of nights, I got three numbers. Any one or all three of these can win. I may have three winners at a time here. I hope so. Number one is 47993. Number two is 50296. And the last one's 31037. Once again, 47993, 50296, 31037. If any of those are yours, you got an hour to get back to me. My number is 982-1240 WROV. Pointer Sisters, Juice Newton, Kenny Rogers, and the Eagles coming up on WROV.
It's got to be
And right now, we got clear skies. 48, 1 o'clock.
Depend on WROV.
I am the sometimes risque Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. Just look at 1240 WROV and Pat at 982-1240. We'd like you to know pianists and organists are invited to attend the Hollins College Piano and Organ Workshop June the 12th through the 20th. For details on registering, give me a call 982-1240. I've been to that before. Did a very good job working on my organ. Good things in life that you Roanokers have. It's 1:20 and I'm Pat Garrett and I've got your weather from Alan coming up in a couple of seconds.
You can eat high on the hog.
And Alan says fair skies and cool again this morning and a low at 40. Warmer weather returning today and a high at 70. High Monday, 78 and no chance of rain through today. 48 and clear at WROV.
Lift me, won't you lift me?
WROV and Ms. Carol King and a song that originally started out to be the theme for a Playtex Living Bra commercial. Lift me, won't you lift me?
Ooh.
128 at 1240 WROV. And I'm Pat Garrett. I'll have all the sports coming up in a couple of seconds. First, this reminder. Yoo-hoo, I got a reminder for you. Clocks go up 1 hour tonight. Up 1 hour. You don't set them back. You set them back in the fall. You set them up in the spring. Set them up 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Get us on daylight savings time. You've grown up with, and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV.
You are.
Saw your face, and that's the last I saw of my paycheck. Firefall at WROV, and Ms. Sheena is next.
Come on.
363, or stop by and see him. The Roanoke Coin Exchange in Towers Mall.
Thank you, Rob. Rob did a really nice thing yesterday. Went out and raised some money for March at Arms and the Walkathon. Before he could do the Walkathon, he had to have his physical checkup. When he had his physical checkup, the doctor told him that he had too much blood in his alcohol system. Easton at WROV. It's 21 to 2, and I'm Pat Garrett. Real quickly, in baseball, the American League, one still going on after 4.5. Oakland leads Seattle 5-1. The rest are finals. White Sox over Detroit 4-0. California took Minnesota 6-4. Texas beat Cleveland 8-4. It was Toronto over the Yankees 7-2. Kansas City took Milwaukee 4-2. And Baltimore beat Boston 7-2. In the National, we still got one going on. After 7, San Diego, Los Angeles tied up at 1. Atlanta beat San Francisco 4-0. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-1. It was Reds over Houston 2-1. Philadelphia took the Cubs 7-5. And Montreal beat the Mets 4-2. Carolina League is coming up soon on WROV.
WROV Super Prices. We give them away.
It's all so hard to...
WROV, that's the Pillsbury Doughboy, and baking up is hard to do. And And moving right along, Alan Archer, the meteorologist, has told us that it's going to be fair cool again this morning, low 40. Warmer weather returns today with a high at 70, gets a little warmer Monday, high 78. And no chance of rain all the way through today. 48 right now and clear at WROV. Super duper Alice Cooper at WROV. It's 10 to 2 and I'm Pat Garrett. If you've got any of the following three numbers on your super cards, you got about 5 minutes left to call. I got some new ones coming up, but the ones I'm looking for at this very moment, 4799-350296 and 31037. Those are yours. You got about 5 minutes left. 982-1240.
Number one. Country Kitchen. They never close.
And I'd like to thank everybody here at the station for getting the new curtains we have here. I didn't know Pillsbury still came in sacks. Yeah. New supercar number time at WROV. If you got any of the following three, you can never get a haircut, a case, a tab, a large Pizza Hut pan pizza. 445072514 or 77552. If any of those are yours, you got an hour to call me, 982-1240-WROV.
Close your eyes.
WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
And right now, clear skies, 44, 2 o'clock.
Depend.
Hey, wait a second. Hold it.
WROV.
Hold it, wait a second. It's 3 o'clock now. It's 3 o'clock. We got to set the clocks up an hour going on daylight savings time. I got to run the tape up a little bit here. Run it up past 3 o'clock. Maybe see what we have here. 21 to 3 and 1240. WROV. Nope. Got to run it up some more. Run it up 3 o'clock now. I see. Where we are now. Good stuff coming up today with your super card. Have it ready all day long. Not quite. Run it up some more.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, there we go. 3 o'clock. Clear skies and 44. You hear this? Perk them up. Now's the time to set your clock up an hour. Set your clock up right now. Set it up. Okay. 3 o'clock.
Depend on WROV. Rono.
3 o'clock in the morning. And it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night.
Test continues. Keep your super card and win with a new 1240.
W super card.
ROV.
WROV and Pat Garrett. Bills being paid tonight on the Night Owl Show by our friends at the Four Valley locations of the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Says 210, set it up an hour. We're on daylight savings time. See, somebody's lost a 5-month-old Doberman near Tampa Drive in the Northeast. You see that dog? I'm at 982-1240.
You've been told, fooling around with my heart.
Skies cool again this morning, low at 40. The warmer weather returns today, mostly sunny, high at 70, high Monday 78, and no chance of rain through tonight. Right now, clear skies at 44 at 1240 WROV. Too much time on my hands. That sticks at WROV. It's 3:20, and I'm Patton. In the Carolina League yesterday, the Peninsula Pilots beat the Salem Redbirds 5-2. It was Durham over Hagerstown 11-4. Winston-Salem and the boys from the Triad beat Alexandria's Dukes 3-0. And Lynchburg took Kinston 5-1. And it was on this day in 1931 that Chattanooga signed the world's first lady pro baseball player. Her name was Southpaw Jackie Mitchell. And although she never made it to the majors, she did, at one time in an exhibition game, strike out both Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Seriously. She finally quit playing baseball professionally because every time the manager sent her to the showers, he kept trying to go with her.
Just playing.
You can see him. The Roanoke Coin Exchange in Towers Mall.
WROV, it's 3:26. I am Patrick W. Garrett, looking for three supercar numbers that can win a haircut, some tab, and some pizza from the Pizza Hut. By the way, the haircut's from the Uppercut. The numbers I'm looking for, 44507, 24150, and 77552. If any of those are yours, you got about half an hour left to call me and win at 982-1240 WROV. Station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV.
I'm Maria. Don't you know why?
At 1240 WROV. And I'm Pat Garrett saying hi to one of my friends that caught up working up at Ingersoll Rand tonight. Wanted to hear the Beatles medley. Here it is. Stars on 45.
Sugar. Honey, honey.
I could be the next winner.
Supercar.
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 Only on the new 1240 WROV.
New winning supercar number is just minutes away on 1240 WROV. New weather coming up from Alan Archer, our meteorologist here at WROV. Says he's going to check the new wind direction, too, in a couple of seconds. First, he's got to get his finger wet. Johnny Lennon at WROV. It's 18 to 4 WROV. I'm Pat. I got your weather fair and cool this morning. Then warmer today with a high at 70. Even warmer than today on Monday. Monday's high 78. No chance of rain all the way through today. And right now clear and 44. Some James and then some Carly. For lunch this week. Be with my buddy the Giant Bear Michaels Thursdays at noon on WROV. WROV 74 and Pat here. Do you notice she's scratching her head there? She's got Betty Davis lice.
You can eat high on the hog and high on the hog.
Well, time once again for some more winning supercar numbers in 1240 WROV. And this hour, I got three numbers for you, same way we've been doing them on the all-night show. Three at a time. And if you've got any one of these, it's worth a number. Got a haircut, a case of Coke, and a large Pizza Hut pan pizza made with. Okay, the ones I got, 70470, 28831, 70985. If you've got any of those, you got an hour to call me at 982-1240. Three to four at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with the news. A trend at delegate selection meetings in Northern Virginia appears to doom first ballot nominations for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General at the May State Democratic Convention. Lieutenant Governor candidate Richard Davis and Attorney General candidate Gerald Bales had built substantial leads across Virginia early yesterday in the quest for delegates to the convention, but Ira Lechner of Arlington was besting Davis for delegates in populous Northern Virginia. Erwin Solomon of Bath County was outstripping Belt in the area. Lieutenant Governor Charles Robb is unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor. In Democratic mass meetings yesterday, Lieutenant Governor candidate Richard Davis took all 84 delegates in Portsmouth. This brought an immediate challenge from one of his opponents, Ira Lechner. He said in Portsmouth, apparently they came in the meeting and made everybody stand on one side of the room or the other as to whether for Davis or Lechner. And Lechner says under the rules, you have to vote for individual delegates, not for candidates. Lechner said the people weren't given any choice to vote for delegates. They had to vote for slates. The United Mine Workers strike is a month old now with no end in sight. The chief negotiator for the coal operators says there's no reason to return to the bargaining table unless the UMW comes up with a new contract proposal. Meanwhile, the eastern coalfields are reported quiet today after 3 days of scattered violence in which at least six people were injured. And Virginia State Police say there have been no strike-related incidents over the weekend. Last fall, French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing was projected an easy winner in today's presidential election. But the sagging French economy and some tough talk about it from his opponents have taken their toll. Giscard is still favored to win in today's balloting, but not by a big enough margin to avoid a runoff election 2 weeks from now. Two candidates are on today's ballot there. Two representatives of the European Human Rights Commission tried to visit Irish Republican Army activist Bobby Sands in a Belfast prison yesterday, but when the British government refused to allow three other IRA members to sit in, Sands refused to see the envoys. Sands is in the 57th day of a hunger strike called to gain political status for IRA prisoners. And at least one of the leftist groups opposing the military junta in El Salvador says it's ready to talk peace. A Mexican spokesman for El Salvador's Armed Forces of National Resistance says Salvadoran guerrilla leaders are unanimously agreed to begin a process of mediation with the San Salvador regime. But there's been no confirmation from the other leftist groups. We'll have a look at the weather with Alan after this.
Come on.
WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
Right now under clear skies, 44, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Depend on WROV.
WROV 405, and I'm Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by the Four Valley locations of the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen.
Heard it from a friend who...
briefly for station identification. It's a one-story brown building, says WROV on the front in big white letters. Got a gray roof, tower in the back with no lights on it. It's on Cleveland Avenue.
Wait a minute, baby.
it matter? Sarah. 4:15 and I'm Pat here at the William Fleming Band Boosters. Gonna have a spring gospel concert this afternoon at 3 in their school auditorium. You can get your tickets at the door. And also, this afternoon, sometime, Matt is gonna give away your weight in cheese. Up to $1,000 worth of cheese to the right supercard holder with Matt this afternoon. And in honor of Matt giving away the cheese, the William Fleming Band Boosters at their spring gospel concert today are planning on singing the popular gospel hymn, What a Friend We Have in Cheeses. WRV Living in Time, myself as Gino. Always wanted to know what my stomach looked like on the inside. It's 4:20 and I'm Pat, and the weather, warm weather returns today. High at 70 with mostly sunny skies. Monday, about the same thing, little warmer. High at 78. No chance of rain through today. Clear skies, 44 now at WROV. Just say that because I think Neil Sedaka looks like the owner. If you ever seen a picture of our owner, if you took his glasses off and you set him down on a piano bench and told him to bounce around a little bit, you'd think he was Neil Sedaka. They look alike. They really do. Of course, you could do it the other way around. You could take Neil off the piano bench, tell him to quit bouncing around, and put some glasses on him. Give him some money to count. You'd think he was the owner.
Number one, Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen on Close.
And we never stop giving you the scores. Got finals on those two baseball games still going on. Oakland beat Seattle 7-4. The Dodgers beat San Diego 2-1. If you need any of the other ones that I gave you earlier, feel free to call me 982-1240.
Got this. In pockets.
Gonna use my eyes. Gonna use my fingers. Gonna use my. Can't use that on the radio. It's a pretender. I'm Pat Garrett, and I'm looking for 3 supercar numbers for an uppercut haircut, a case of Coca-Cola, and some pizza from the Pizza Hut. 704-702-8831, 70985. If any of those are yours, you got about half an hour left to call me. My number's 982-1240, WROV.
I see the crystal raindrops fall.
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up to 1240 WROV.
WROV's super prices. We give them away. Home light chainsaws and string
trimming. Super card.
ROV.
Sinner at dinner. Say hallelujah. 22 to 5 WRV, and I'm Pat Garrett. Happy birthday to you if you're having your birthday today. Some other famous people celebrating. Gary Wright, the keyboard player, 38 today. Dwayne Eddy is 43. Carol Burnett is 47. And Carol, you know, remember, was recently in the news with her lawsuit against the National Enquirer. Which brings up this hour's WROV answer. The National Enquirer, Lady Godiva, Wrigley Spearmint, and the Brown Derby. This hour's WROV question, name a business that was sued, a person in the nude, a gum that is chewed, and a place you can get good food. That's right, the Brown Derby pays the bills on the Night Owl Show with Pat and Matt on WROV. Time 12:40 WRV at Pat Garrett with your weather. Warmer weather returns today. High at 70 under mostly sunny skies. High Monday 78 and no chance of rain all the way through tonight. Right now clear skies at 44 at WROV.
I know, baby, I'll treat you like a star.
Be this morning with your supercard, my friend Dan Kelly. He's going to be giving away a $100 certificate, a child's coat, and a $50 certificate from CMT, and also a photo of Roanoke City Council in the nude.
I wake up every morning,
you can go to the movies at the Valley Cinema just $1.50 Thursday night with your super card from ROV.
It's so easy to fall.
So easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
7 to 5 at WRV. That's going to do it for me this morning. I'm Pat Garrett. I'll see you again tonight at midnight after the Hall of Fame. Don't miss my friend Dan Kelly coming up at 8 o'clock. Bye-bye.
I never can say goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. No, no, no,
good morning, it's 4 to 5, yeah, and I'm Pat Garrett with some news. A trend of delegate selection meetings in Northern Virginia appears to doom first ballot nominations for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General at the May State Democratic Convention. Lieutenant Governor candidate Richard Davis and Attorney General candidate Gerald Baliles have built substantial leads across Virginia early yesterday in the quest for delegates to the convention, but Ira Lechner of Arlington was besting Davis for delegates in populous Northern Virginia. Irwin Solomon of Bath County was outstripping Baliles in that area. Was outstripping him? Lieutenant Governor Charles Robb is unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor. In Democratic mass meetings yesterday, Lieutenant Governor candidate Richard Davis took all 84 delegates in Portsmouth. This brought an immediate challenge from one of his opponents, Ira Lechner. He said in Portsmouth, apparently, they came in the meeting and made everybody stand on one side of the room or the other as to whether for Davis or Lechner. And Lechner says under the rules, you have to vote for individual delegates, not for candidates. Lechner said the people weren't given any choice to vote for delegates. They had to vote for slates. The United Mine Workers strike is now a month old with no end in sight. The chief negotiator for the coal operators says there's no reason to return to the bargaining table unless the UMW comes up with a new contract proposal. Meanwhile, the eastern coalfields are reported quiet today after 3 days of scattered violence in which at least 6 people were injured. However, in Virginia, state police say there have been no strike-related incidents over the weekend. We'll have some more news next.
Just
last fall,
French president Valéry Giscard d'Estaing was projected an easy winner in today's presidential election, but the sagging French economy and some tough talk about it from his opponents have taken their toll. Giscard is still favored to win in today's balloting, but not by a big enough margin to avoid a runoff election 2 weeks from now. 10 candidates are on today's ballot. Two representatives of the European Human Rights Commission tried to visit Irish Republican Army activist Bobby Sands in a Belfast prison yesterday, but when the British government refused to allow three other IRA members to sit in, Sands refused to see the envoys. Sands is in the 57th day of a hunger strike called to gain political status for IRA prisoners. And at least one of the leftist groups opposing the military junta in El Salvador says it's ready to talk some peace. A Mexican spokesman for El Salvador's Armed Forces of National Resistance says Salvadoran guerrilla leaders are unanimously agreed to begin a process of mediation with the San Salvador regime. But there's been no confirmation from the other leftist groups. About 700 people opposing U.S. assistance to the government of El Salvador rallied in Northampton, Massachusetts yesterday. No arrests or injuries were reported at that rally. We'll have a look at the weather with Alan after this.
From the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Good morning, here's WROV, Alan Archer.
Clear skies, 44, it's 5:01.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
This is Howard Coast.